Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I don't know about you guys, but my back hurts real bad right now. We have so much to talk about, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome back, everybody. Why are you giving me that look?
Because he said the way they got my back. Oh, yeah. And it made my back hurt.
It made, y'all, I don't know about you all, but this episode was so wild. We are so excited to be back. Happy holidays. We hope you guys had a lovely time. I know we did. My name is Drew Jones, and I cannot do this without my amazing panel. What is up, guys?
Hey, guys. I'm Shay Jones.
Hey, y'all. It's Portia.
Y'all, Portia's birthday is in a little bit. If you're on the East Coast, it's already her birthday, so make sure to show her some love if you can on the gram, on Twitter, in our comments.
Yes, you happy birthday. Y'all, I'm about to be 25.
Hey.
I hope Khalil lives to reach this age.
Is that your birthday wish?
That's my birthday wish. That Khalil birthday? Makes it to Z25.
Oh my gosh. Well, we are talking tonight, Chapter 3, The Book of Rebellion. A lot went down this episode. I want to know your all's initial reactions. But before we get into that, you guys make sure to stay tuned to the very end because we have our OMBL moment. So start thinking of those. We have Gamdar, which is where Portia breaks down what Gamby was up to this episode. And we actually have some news and gossip this week, so stay tuned. But for real, what were you guys thinking? Because it...
Ouch! Like, I'm still stuck. Like, it's like a whole full episode just happened, and all I could remember was this last part. I know. It hurt so bad. Just looking at,
you
like,
know if it's like
I'm
back,
real stuck.
My back actually does hurt. Like, I think I even arched my back a little bit because I'm just like, it felt like
no,
he was taking
it
a part of myself
when I
too.
Arch. It hurt worse when
it
I arched.
It was very Mortal Kombat, American Horror Story, just mixed in.
It was all fine and dandy until the end.
let's, before we get to, you know, clearly the... What might be our OMBL moment of the episode?
Oh, my BL. That's literally what I said to Drew when we got done watching. I said, oh, my BL.
Let's start from the beginning. Let's see what led up to all of that. We kick off the episode. Khalil and Jennifer are going to his crib, his train car, if you will.
His train apartment.
Yeah.
He lied. He got him a whole little apartment on a train, all the electricity clicking when you get to hooking stuff up as soon as you get in that mug. They got the oodles and noodles, beef and chicken.
Like, oodles and noodles.
Like, they just got it made. Look, he got little art, pictures, mm-hmm. everything he need in his own little trailer house thing.
You know, it's cute, though. I mean, he is in high school still, so it's like, it's cute that you have your own little crib or whatever. It's cute.
Yeah.
But I feel like this was their conversation was what I was like, oh, no, something bad's about to happen. Because it was just so sweet. Like, they had this whole I love you, and he gives her back the necklace, and, like, he has drawings of her all over the crib, and I was like, oh, he gonna die.
Wow. Oh, wow, you thought that?
Yeah,
I didn't think that.
That's what I was trying to tell you.
I didn't think that.
That's what I was trying to tell you. Maybe not die, but something bad's going to happen to him. But
I couldn't hear what you were saying.
Yeah, when they were looking all lovey-dovey, I was like, no, because Jennifer can't have nice things.
Hey, why you want to take stuff away from jail? She already living in Rikers Island.
Am I a Bronca Keel? I'm not taking anything from nobody. I'm just watching what you all are watching and observing, and they take things away from her.
I mean, I'll give you that.
Talk about she can't have nothing. Not today.
She sure can.
Oh, when I saw that scene, it was like, my heart was pounding. I was really in love. I'm like, I was touching my heart like, oh, yes, love.
You know what I like, though, that she was like, I'm not about to put it down because we're not going to do it in this train.
I know. I appreciate that for her, like, to know herself enough. Like, as much as I do love you, mm-hmm. I don't want this for what we could be. Like, if I'm gonna, especially if it's going to be memorable, it should not be while we're on the run in a train car about to eat ramen noodles.
Well, I appreciate that she didn't give it up, too, but I just did not understand all the tears. I was so confused. Like, why she crying so much?
Because it's
like,
emotional. What is wrong with you?
I mean, she acting like the man was... I ain't gonna say no names. She acting like the man was trying to, you know, force himself or something. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
like,
about to play with you. Or, I'm done with you. Yeah.
Like, she acting like he was about to, you know, try to take her virginity against his will. Against her will. But he didn't even ask for that. He was literally like, I just want to give you a necklace back. I ain't asked you to be my girlfriend, but you know I love you. You know what I'm saying? Like, they having that kind of conversation. I had to ask Drew, like, what made her go there? Drew was like, well, you can feel it.
Pretty much, right? It's unspoken.
What I think was the reason she started crying was just it was very overwhelming. She's homesick. They're on the run.
Yeah, she was worried.
It doesn't feel like there's an end to this. You know, it doesn't feel like there's anywhere where they're going to be able to, like, take a deep breath. On top of that, like, I imagine 16 years old, you don't think you're going to lose your virginity in a train car on the run with your metahuman boyfriend. And you're dealing with your...
He is not a metahuman.
Whatever. You know what I'm saying. Like,
I'll get you. I'm sorry.
But, like, there's just, like, so many factors. And I think she just kind of was, like, having a moment, you know? Of just, like, I want to go home. I'm not nearly as grown as I think I am.
You know what? When you act grown, grown stuff happens. Let me stop. I'm just playing.
I mean,
I used to get told that, you want to be grown? I'm going to treat you like you grow.
And then you're like, no, I don't want to be grown.
Look, I'm about to be 25 in 2 hours and I don't want to be grown.
That's what I'm saying. I want to be grown now. So what's really popping? But meanwhile, while all this is happening, Jefferson, Anissa, Gambi, and Lynn are all meeting up together. And Lynn pulls out her Glock.
She was like,
she said, what's good?
She's like, uh-uh, we gonna all go our separate ways. They like, nah.
She said, protection, what's that?
She like, clock, clock. I'm ready.
She's like, I keep that thing on me.
I was really, like, ready for her to shoot somebody. I was ready. I'm like, she gonna pull that mug out.
I want to see Lynn in action.
She gonna cancel Christmas on them.
Wow. I'm not playing with you today, though. Okay.
I'm like, she about to go in with the go in. But for some reason, out of all the, like, split ups and the places that everybody went, I knew Lynn was gonna find them. Mm-hmm. I knew it. Like, because she already kind of had an inkling of, you know, what the deal was when she talks to Khalil's dad. So that kind of gave her some clues. Like, they're going to be somewhere in some remote area that's not going to be... It's not going to be no, like, barn or no factory, warehouse, everything else that everybody was walking up into. It's going to be something where you could actually live in, like, a housing area. And she found the trailers, the trains. So I thought that was really logical. And, you know, I applaud her for that. And then giving that speech, because she knew what her baby was. At the end of the day, you gonna talk your junk. And you gonna know what to say to get to somebody's heart. And that's exactly what she did. She appealed to Jen's emotions and knocked some sense into her real quick. Got her little baby together. And now she at the crib.
Yeah, I definitely think it had to come from Lynn. Mamas know.
Yeah. They know exactly what to say to their baby.
They sure do. But so basically that kind of calling out and telling Jen, like, we'll figure it out. We love you. We'll mm-hmm. make it work. It does spark up a conversation, with, Khalil and Jen, basically about, like, you know, you need to go home. You need to be where your family is. And you know, who's family? Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
Oh, because you're just so funny.
I try. I do what I can. We consider y'all family. You know what I'm saying? We enjoy...
Real family.
We do. We enjoy talking to you all. We enjoy you all being on the show with us. And Portia is going to tell you all how we can keep this family growing.
Yes. Yeah, so since y'all are family, before we move to our next topic, We just want to say thank y'all for helping us become the ESPN of TV Talk. Thank you so much. For us to continue to grow, we need your help. We gonna need you to make sure you subscribe, like, share, watch all of our other shows, leave us a comment, give us ratings on iTunes, 5 stars. We can't take anything less than that, that I might add. Yeah.
We're on Spotify now.
Yes.
Yeah. So, if you got like a little Android or something, you know what I'm saying? We got Spotify too, so.
I think, are we also on SoundCloud?
Are we rappers?
No, SoundCloud.
I was like, I wasn't ready.
Hey.
I don't think so, but I do know we're on Spotify.
I thought we added that too, just in case.
We're really out here. We're everywhere. Y'all can listen to us on anything. You already know that we're on a bunch of different shows. I'm on The Flash if you like to stay in the DC, you know, arena of things. But
you can catch me on All Things Drama.
Yes.
Drama.
I got Good Trouble. I'm on Marvel's Runaways, and I just started Black Monday, and it is crazy and awesome and just crazy.
Yeah, but for real, there's so many shows that you guys can check out from AfterBuzz. We really do cover it all. No one does it like we do it, so keep rocking with us, and we'll keep rocking with you. Yes,
thanks for your support.
So, they roll home feeling defeated, and who is sitting on the couch but our girl Jen. And I thought that was a really sweet, like, reunion with all of them, you know, just hugging, just like love. But then Khalil walks in and Jefferson ready to open a can of whoop ass.
He's mess like, up boy, the whole little family reunion.
He's like, you look, my family's holding me right now, because dude,
he like
sorry, Mr. P.
He like a homeboy for Poetic Justice who woke up being on the family reunion. Cuppy.
Cousin. Oh my gosh,
like, you get your butt out of here. We don't know you.
But something, something we find out from this little conversation is that Khalil knows. I mean,
all you gotta do is kind of put two and two together.
Let me just say this about Black Lightning in the show. Jefferson Pierce is a whole man. Like, he is built. Okay, you know what I'm saying? If I saw Black Lightning,
you would think of Jefferson Pierce?
I'm just saying, I don't see a lot of men that look like Jefferson Pierce.
You right. I mean,
true.
Yo.
Or Anissa. And the father-daughter relationship. Like, seeing them two together in person as regular Anissa and Jeff, it only makes sense for them to be Black Lightning.
So the fact that people are thick.
That's like the whole Power Rangers thing. Like, they're wearing the same freaking colors as the Power Rangers, yet nobody put together these are the Power Rangers. It's kind of like that, the way we do comes with superheroes.
Yeah.
Which seems obvious.
Feel like with Black Lightning in particular, a lot of people are figuring it out real quick.
True.
Like, we're only in season 2, and like, I'm trying to figure out who doesn't know who Black Lightning is.
So far, Tobias.
No, I mean, he's putting it together.
Yeah, but we're,
slowly but surely.
Yeah.
He
who really about to find out is Todd, though.
That is
he
true.
Gonna find out real quick.
Let's talk about Todd a little bit before we talk about our poor boy Khalil. So Todd has been, you know, last episode, Tobias dropped $100,000 in his bank account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so Todd basically is like, all right,
bring me my money.
I will do whatever, whenever. Let me know. And we finally kind of see the briefcase again, and Tobias is like, I need you to crack this bad boy open. I've already been able to hack some of it, but I can't hack all of it. You are specializing in encryptions. So what's good? What do we think of Todd? Do we think,
he's too eager for me a little bit. Like,
he's real gung-ho.
He really just wants to, obviously, please Tobias, because he feels like if he pleases Tobias, like, Tobias is going to keep him around so he can make more money. But I'm also just like, dude, like, I don't know what's worse, the devil you know or the devil you don't know, and the devil you're going to probably become from all this interaction.
Pastor Shay, real quick.
I'm just saying, though. Because even with Cutter, like, dude, you think you're big, and you're making jokes like you know this woman. She's a trained killer. You should not play with trained killers when you're just stepping onto the scene.
Well, I mean, he got his rights. He got Tobias right there. Tobias need him. Tobias ain't about to let him get killed. But poison
can slowly seep into your system. You'll be okay.
All this time, Tobias been slowly opening his briefcase. I've been, and all this green light coming out, I'm thinking it's some type of vaccine or formulas to give people to make them metas or something. I'm thinking, I'm still on this creating this villain army type thing. And it's a whole computer. You have got to be kidding me. Well, computer.
It's like the thing the president has, like the football-ish, that's what they call it.
I don't know what the president got.
Why would you think it was...
I know what he don't got. America. Yeah, sure. Who said that? That's not this type of show. Anyway.
Who said that?
But it almost is, like you said, it is like the Masters of Destruction could legit be a villain army in a way if used in the... If he figures out how to use the podcast.
But what I'm saying is, I'm thinking it was about to be something other than a computer screen that was making this green.
like the actual, I don't know, you know, like the venom
that what's his face Khalil was shooting out, mm-hmm. Yeah. Like big jars of those or something. That's what I was thinking. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I don't know because that was green too.
So, but we do find out it is, what is it? M.O.D.?
M.O.D., Masters of Destruction.
Masters of Destruction. It's, there are four metahumans that they have somewhere. I was trying to pay attention, but I also was kind of spacing out during it. But I saw a woman. I think at least two men. So I don't know. In the chat, if you know how many men and women were in the four. Some.
The pod babies?
Yeah. Well, not the ones we see now. There were four before that. The original ones.
Yeah, so somebody in the chat says the Masters of Destruction are from the comics and seem to be elemental metahumans. That was Nas in the chat.
Ooh, like earth, wind, fire.
Maybe. I mean, the four elements are, you know, earth, fire, water, and...
Water and air.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Wait, we got to this. Yeah, earth, wind, fire, air. Got you.
I was like...
I heard something else for some reason.
And I was just going to agree, like, Todd knew to Tobias. I mean, this man came, he became his whole receptionist and all types of stuff. Answering the phone for him. Hey, what you need? Oh, he's not happy. Oh, you need to bring him back. Like,
there's a reason that Tobias doesn't have a lot, like, besides the cutter, there's a reason he doesn't have a lot of black women around him. Because he be talking to these men real crazy. And I'm just in there thinking, like, if he talked to me, like...
Couldn't be me.
Right? Could not be me.
Could not be Portia Carter, okay? Because I'm going in.
Because even Cutter's not having it. Like, she's like, Tobias, like, I don't really need to be here. I don't really care that much about your money. But I'm here, obviously, for some money. But you ain't going to talk to me crazy. And even though he was telling Ty, he's like, I need you to use your white... Use those big lips and use your white voice. I can't even choose. Sometimes, you know, you do it on the phone.
You do gotta put on that voice
on the phone.
He was his receptionist. Yeah. Like, I do reception at my job.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is. I got two jobs, and one of them is being reception at the... I'm HR administrator at the reception desk. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, I have to answer the phone and put on the voice that is very welcoming. Not, hey, y'all, what's up? You know what I'm saying? I can't be like that on there.
The voice is more, you know...
Soothing and calm.
The one that could get the point across without people flinching their eyes or, you know, thinking about you crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, we know that RJ Siler, that's his name?
Siler. Yes.
He's going to be around for a couple episodes. That's been reported. So, I don't think this is the last of Todd. I'm interested to see how he gets, like... tied into the story more, because I don't think
he's
not
there for the long run. He got all the answers to the thing.
But I mean, I don't really know how much. I don't know.
I kind of get what you're saying. I feel like now that he's Tobias has gotten into the laptop, it's kind of like, what do I need you for?
Or maybe he said we got more work to do.
No, he said it all begins. So technically, but how much usefulness will Todd have? Because he's almost expendable.
Yeah, it's not like it's... I mean, obviously, his intelligence has proven to be very useful, but it's not like Khalil, where Tobias can send him out to kind of, you know, physically move things and, like, be a physical presence. Todd doesn't have that same...
You don't need physical presence when you got a brain. He's the brain. He's his own physical presence, okay? He ripping people's bones out, okay? We don't need him to be out here getting other people to be as crazy as he is. If you got a brain on your hands, then that's all you need. If you got the physical power, the strength to knock anybody out, okay? That's all he need. And I think this is going to tie into my Gamdar segment, so I'm going to leave that there. But Todd is very useful in this season.
But on the flip side, Tobias doesn't want to be caught or like seen. So his physicality might
what
not
you talking
play.
About?
Like he's trying
to caught or saying where.
One of the reasons Tobias is so good at what he does is because he's never at the scene of the crime.
Yes.
So that was always useful with Khalil because Khalil would go be kind of his henchman.
Well, look,
so
he done made Cutter a permanent person on the team.
I don't like Cutter.
Well, I don't like
because first of all, how did she? You know what? I don't like them for this. I don't like them for skipping out a scene how she took out all the whole SWAT team with knives.
You wanted to watch that?
Yes, because I need to see what's up. Because I've always been told you don't bring knives to a gunfight. She brought all her knives to the gunfight. I'm so serious. She stood in front of that truck and I looked at Drew. I said, Drew, she about to pull a Cleo on us. She about to get shot up like a mug. They go back to the scene. And everybody all slain, but not slain in the spirit. They slain by her knives. And I was just like, oh my BL. I'm like, no, I need to see that. Y'all got to run that back because y'all not about to just play me like she done took all her knives to the gunfight and won.
Okay.
One person.
I thought before the break, the last, you know, season, mid-season finale, we talked about she might have had her own little meta powers with, like, telekinesis. That's how she can move her body to block Black Lightning when she was fighting Thunder. So maybe that also helped her
dodge the bullets?
Yeah.
Good night. Good night.
I'm just saying.
No.
We don't get a scene.
There's no explanation for that. I need to see it. You need to show me what happened.
Well, hopefully we'll get to see.
Because I thought it was about to be a Cleo scene. And it was the opposite. Cleo on set it off when she got shot up by the SWAT team. Okay.
Gotcha. That was sad.
She came out, first of all, she got guns. That's why I'm so confused. Cleo had guns and couldn't take out the whole SWAT team. This girl.
But Cleo wasn't a trained assassin, though.
Right, and first of all, Cleo has...
So what? She's still fighting her back?
And she only has two guns. We have a SWAT team of more than, five people?
This girl only got two hands. That's what I'm saying.
Well, listen, Obama said, yes, we can, and that's what she did. She sliced and diced, and everybody did. Hide your kids, hide your wife, because Cutter's killing everybody out here in these streets.
I don't get it. You gotta show me to believe that happened.
Obviously, she takes Khalil back to Tobias. Oh. I personally think Khalil knew he wasn't going to make it.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to see his mama one time. I think that was to say goodbye.
That was his last request.
Yeah, I think he knew that he wasn't going to make it into witness protection. And because walking into the place with Cutter to see Tobias, there's just kind of a...
Like acceptance?
Yeah, not acceptance, just like a sense of, like, defeat, I think.
Mm.
But y'all, I guess we can talk about it. I don't know, I'm a little traumatized, but when he ripped...
My back's just start hurting again.
His spine.
That seriously hurts right to talk about.
Out of his body.
Oh.
Mm.
The fact that it hurts when you talk about it, it actually physically hurts your back.
I think
thinking about it and talking about it.
I think that might be the most graphic thing we've seen on a DCCW show. Like, I'm trying to think of, chat, if you can think of one that was a little more brutal than that, please let me know. But that was just like, when they pan down to his back and it looks like a river.
Mm.
That was just nasty.
And then, like, even on his mouth, it was.
I just got stuck again.
That was, listen, Black Lightning, y'all did that. I'm not even, y'all did that. That was a lot to take in.
This is the first time y'all made me speechless.
It was too much.
I want to cry.
No, seriously, I want to cry. It actually hurts.
I want to cry for him because I thought he was a goner. I was sitting there like, because he's spewing out blood out of his mouth from what's happening to his back. It's making me dizzy.
And then you see his back.
Tobias.
And then he takes it out and then he's on the ground. Then it's the river of blood. Then he's spitting out blood. And it's just like, it's over.
I'm just saying, Tobias pulled his spine out like Rick Ross be pulling bones out of chicken wings. Like, that was just clean and nasty and just like, whew. Good Lord. But they dropped him off in front of the church. And he was
And
still,
they put his spine and
like a few feet like from him.
So you think he can walk again if he get that one put back?
You know what? I personally feel like I'm going to save it for predictions, but I think Khalil is going to be okay. But did you guys have anything else about the episode you wanted to bring up before we hop into our segments?
Ouch. I did like, you know, Anissa's and Jen's talk. Like, because, like, yeah, being sisters and having that nice moment of being like, you guys, you know, did you have sex? Like, just being in tune enough to your, even though it's been days, thank you. Being in tune to your sister enough to have that sweet moment and just be like, it's okay that, you know, you're not ready. It's totally fine. Mm-hmm. Self-love is all good.
Like, yes, honey. Did you want to say something?
No, that was my moment, too, that I wanted to bring up because that was, it was real nice. I felt like Anissa wanted to play. She wanted to play big sister. I'm mad at you. You about to, you know, not get this whooping, but get this talking to. But it was just like such a compassion for, because their relationship is like, it's like a bond that I can't really describe, you know. And I love the kind of sisters that they are. They care for each other. They reason with each other. And she knew why she ran away. So she didn't, like, have no fault for her. She like, yeah, this place could be a little tough. You know, our daddy could be a little, you know, sergeant-like. So I understand. And mm-hmm. I'm glad you're still a virgin. Amen.
Real quick, before we hop into our segments, I did want to point out, I feel like Henderson's warming back up to Jefferson. And, like, a very slow... It's kind of like a... I think I've said this before, but their relationship right now is very, I love you, but I don't like you right now.
Yeah.
And he was just like, I don't know. It just, I thought their exchange was kind of funny.
It was
like,
super funny. This man said, you still a vigilante in the eyes of the law. I was like, excuse me. He can't do nothing right.
He said, mm-hmm, you out here always trying to save people. Like, he was just over it. Like, and this is just like, whatever.
I was just hoping that, you know, after Henderson done went and scoped out this scene that I told y'all about, I don't understand. I was just happy that he didn't blame Khalil for it. Because I thought he was going to be like, see, that's why I told you I can't help him. He out here shanking everybody. Mm-hmm. But he knew what was up. He knew that wasn't Khalil.
Yeah. I still feel like he might have some type of like...
animosity against him.
Yeah. I think there's definitely something... And not even necessarily Khalil. I think there might be some frustration with Jefferson because Jefferson was so adamant on helping this kid. And then
his whole SWAT team gone.
Yeah. So I think we might still see some, like, pushback from Henderson.
But obviously, we know it ain't Black Lightning or Khalil. We know that far. Obviously, you knew that Tobias was on his trail. So you should have been prepared for everything. We know that. You should have got your team in check. You see somebody laying there, go around them.
I know. That man said, run over her. And I said, yeah, run over her. I support
he's
that.
He's like, run over or go around. I'm just like, dude, you could have just called her back.
Y'all on a mission. Like, y'all got something to do. Call the ambulance and be on about your business. Yeah. Don't get your stupid butt out the car.
Yep.
And now you are sliced and diced. Mm. That's what you get. That's what you get for thinking.
You should have just sat there and ate your food.
You should have just kept on driving.
Well, y'all, we've obviously had a lot of moments in this episode that made us go OMBL. So let's hop into it. You guys in the chat, let us know. For those of you who don't know what OMBL is, it's Oh My Black Lightning. It's basically the OMG moment of the episode. There were a lot of them tonight. So, starting with Miss Portia, please let us know what your OMBL moment was.
The spine takeout. That was like that. I can't have another one. It was OMBL. I was so stuck. Like my back hurt again.
It was nasty. Shay.
Two for me. It literally is just a spine ripping out, but it was also. Like his spine on the street and then him kind of crawling and like whispering for help and just having like the pastor come out. I legit want to be like, Father, thank you for this prayer, but I need an ambulance. I seriously was just thinking that, like, I hope, like, obviously somebody else might have called, but just from what I was seeing, I was like, Pastor.
No, the whole congregation came out stretching their hands up.
And then y'all got a phone in your hand. This is the proper time to call for an ambulance.
Hold on, you know, really? That was just got the gun?
That's what I'm saying. He took out the gun so, like, he can kneel down.
Like, he like, hold on, you gonna be all right. Look at what he's
like.
For.
Like, this God will keep
stay
you.
Taking out this gun.
God will keep you. And I'm just like, I legit would be like, thank you, God will keep me, but can you please, for God, send me an ambulance? Like, I need to go to the hospital.
Khalil was crying so hard. I'm so surprised he was alive. I'm surprised he was crawling.
Like, shout out to Jordan Calloway for the acting job.
Why is you even breathing?
I thought he would have passed out. Like, that actually shocked me that he was able to even, like...
The fact that you can cry means you real deal hurt. Yeah. Like, you can feel that.
I'm just saying, like, I got a side tattoo, and I passed out while that was happening. So the fact that he got his whole spine ripped out and he was still awake, I was like, damn. can't relate at all. But everyone in the chat is basically saying that their OMBL moment was the spine scene. I agree. That's mine as well. It like kind of twitching on the ground makes me think it's going to be able to be reinstalled.
That's what I was thinking. Like, you know, somebody gonna put that back together. I think you ain't gonna do it.
Well, you guys.
Or Lynn gonna do it, and then Jen gonna activate it.
Yeah. You guys, in the chat, in the comments, Twitter, Insta, let us know what your OMBL moment was, and we will be sure to chat with you guys throughout the week. But let's hop into Gamdar, which is basically where Portia, you know, breaks down what Gamby's been up to this episode. So take it away, mama.
I just really love the Pink Panther music. Okay, so Gamdar, this episode... I can't think of anything that he was up to. I just feel like he was slow and not on his cues this episode. But he wasn't. But my Gamdar is actually him and Todd coming into like a beef type of thing. Like, because, you know, Gamby can also read encryptions and think things like that. Like, he can also... And then Gamby knows the whole operation in and out because he is former ASA. So it's like Todd is going to run into some type of firewall that Gamby knows Tobias has to answer to. And I think he's going to get an alert on one of his systems that, oh, somebody in here, we got problems, we got issues. Somebody is either I think he's going to think that it's somebody in the ASA trying to get things back up and running, or Tobias done found out what's up and they got some type of hacker, you know, in the system and all of that. And that's going to create some conflict between Gamby and Todd. And Gamby might just take him out.
Oh, snap. Well, we will have to see. Thank you so much for Gamdar, boo. let's hop into news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, y'all. So, Hosea Sanchez, some of you guys might know him from The Game. Which is where I know him from. But he is coming on the
Malik!
Show.
Malik! Right. Malik, if you don't get your tellings out, like Tasha Mack, she was crazy.
I know. Fingers crossed Tasha Mack show up for some reason.
That'd be everything.
But he is coming on season 2, and he's a recurring character. He's going to play Marcus Bishop, who is a secret ASA operative in league with Dr. Helga Jace. You know we don't like her.
Oh my gosh, she's gonna be partner up on her.
Mm-hmm. Codename,
it's about to go down.
Shakedown. He possesses the ability to generate vibrations and frequencies at will. He is bitter, impulsively violent, and he's an ex Air Force officer who killed his superior officer when he was passed over for promotion because of a poor performance review. In Fort Leavenworth, he signed with Dr. Jace and embraced his role with the ASA, taking pleasure in producing a high body count on his secret mission.
So basically, you got Killmonger coming through.
Yeah, so basically he's coming to just...
So he killing people because he's salty.
Yeah.
So you didn't get the promotion, you take somebody out, and you get with the ASA, and you be praised for your body count like Killmonger. I just can't. Did we ever figure out what Tosin was?
What was?
Tosin. No. The guy who...
Oh, the teleportation dude?
Killing people at the end.
No, we haven't.
But
you know what? I do have a prediction about him. Thank you so much for reminding me about it. I do kind of have a prediction because of some of the people in the chat. But next, we actually have Chyna McClain. The song that was on the episode, on the last episode that she put out, is called Young Guns, featuring The Messenger. The Messenger is actually Gabriel McClain, who's her brother. But yeah, this was a song from the last episode. It's now out on iTunes and Spotify and all of that. So be sure to check it out. My
headphones. I really love it. I listened to it today. It's a really beautiful song. I knew it was beautiful when they was running off in the car and it was playing in the background. I'm like, oh, that's a little cute little tune, but it's real good.
That's cute.
They whole family is musically inclined.
They are. They're really, really talented. And then lastly, our friend to the show, Miss Grace, a.k.a. Chantel Twee, who was on and hung out with us last season. She is on the cover of a book of, and she did an interview and kind of just, like, told her story a little bit more, talked about representation and what it's like to play Grace, and I think she looks so good here.
Yeah.
So, shout out to her. We're definitely going to try to get her back in the studio soon. But that is all for news and gossip. So, let's get into... Oh, did you have something to say?
Oh, somebody in the chat was just saying Shakedown is one of the masters of disaster.
Okay. That's good to know. Let's get into predictions. That's very interesting.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So, we did get a chance to see the trailer for next week, and it looks like Khalil... I think that was Khalil that was, like, laying face down in
with
the hospital.
Hospital gown?
Yeah. I think that was him that Jefferson was talking to. So, based on that...
I halfway saw the preview because I was still stuck. I was looking like, you know, let me not bring my brain back there. I'm sorry. It hurt, man.
What is your prediction for next week?
Oh, it's on me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I just really hope Liam put him back together. I hope she, you know, do her work, little thing, put him back together, how she do, because she's a doctor, certified and trained. And I hope Jen reactivates his spine with her powers.
Mm-hmm.
Those are hopes. I don't know what else to predict because he a little paralyzed again.
Shay?
The end of the promo kind of... So, is, like, now Jefferson in jail? I was so confused by that just ending of bars. So, I'm stuck, actually, in what's going to happen. Because I feel like it's going to be, like, a... Like, you know those spinning the plates on the thing all at once?
Mm-hmm.
I just, like, it's all going to come crashing down. That's what it makes me feel when I saw that promo. I can't even predict anything because my mind legit feels like it's going to explode when it hits next week's episode.
Somebody in the chat said that the matches of disaster there's five of them, and who we still don't know who that guy is from the last episode, remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so even though we only saw four, I kind of feel like maybe he might be the fifth, but then since you guys just said that Shakedown is the fifth, I'm interested to see where that all goes. But you guys in the chat, be sure to let us know what your all's predictions are. Feel free to tweet at AfterBuzz, tweet at us, Instagram, comments, Spotify, all of that. Until next time, I am your girl, Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ. And make sure to tune in tomorrow night for The Flash. We might have a very special guest. I don't know. You guys are going to have to come check it out to see.
Hey, guys. My name is Shay Jones. You can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram. You can find me tomorrow and also Mondays doing season 2 recap of Runaways. And we do have a special guest for every week coming up. And I won't spoil it. It's going to be awesome. I'm also doing Good Trouble Tuesdays at 8 o'clock. And we have a special guest as well. And on Sundays at 9 p.m. I am covering Black Monday. And it's crazy. Hope you watch it.
Wow. I'm Portia Carter. You can find me on all things Portia Carter. And tomorrow, you know, it is tomorrow in some areas, but tomorrow's my birthday. So just, you know, come to Instagram. Wish me happy birthday, because that's where I'll be if you find me on social media.
All right, guys. We will see you all next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.